This is Anderson Fenn's podcast, episode 146 for Tuesday, March 31st, 2015. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Fenn's Radio Network.
We're back. That
was fun. There's something different here. I can't put my eye on it.
Funny. Very funny. I know. It sucks. I can't see.
Oh, there you are.
So, yes, we took a break. I had cataract surgery. It wasn't nearly as bad as I had made it out to be in my head. I was practically levitating off the stretcher the first time. But second time around, I was much more calm. If you read about how they do it, though, it's really kind of freaky. If you ever need cataract surgery, I highly recommend that you look a little more into it. I'm glad I'm healthy, but I didn't realize that in order to gain all of my distance vision, which I haven't had since I was 7, now I need reading glasses. So I'm getting used to them.
And you have like 6 pair now.
Yeah, I bought another one today.
Did you really?
I did. Well, we went to the dollar store because I had no idea what I was going to need, and got some so that I couldn't even read my phone. I couldn't even read my email. So anything pretty much within arm's length, I need glasses for now. And before it was the opposite. So now I can drive with really cool sunglasses on, but I've got to wear cheaters. So
wait a minute. We spent all this money.
No. We spent, what, $16 on 4 pair of readers at the dollar store.
Yeah, but you bought... We're going to spend a fortune on readers. Nope. Where did you buy these today? Oh, you bought them...
Okay. At Faces.
Oh, you bought them at Faces, so they're twice as expensive.
I got 2 good pair of readers. One for the computer, mm-hmm. which is considered mid-range, and one for reading, because just deal with it.
So me being the wonderful husband that I am...
Yes, I got a present.
And I'm going to give I'm going to give props to our own Dave for helping me out on this one. So,
well, yeah.
Like for the last 3 or 4 shows, Lisa had this conversation in December about pens. So there's this pen that Sailor came out with last year called the Old Teak, and it is a is on the slim side, not on the slim side, but it's on the 1911 standard size-ish pen. It's a little bit different. It's kind of flat on the ends. And we had it for a while, and it's made out of old vintage teak. And in December, when we were walking through the store and we were picking our Christmas presents, we said, well, she says, well, you know, if that thing's still here by the time our anniversary comes, I want it.
Right.
So... And she keeps talking about it. And so for the last 3 shows, she would pack it. And then I'm in charge of putting I put most of the pens out. Lisa handles the ink. So when I get to putting the Sailor display out, I would just leave that pen in the box.
It's hard to sell if you can't see it, if it's not on the table.
So I never put it on the table, so nobody could buy it. So this goes on for 3-4 shows.
Yeah.
And then, so I emailed Dave up. I'm like, listen, so he said, go, please do me a favor, pull the Old Teak out of the case and set it aside. I'll be by to pick it up later this afternoon. I'm going to give it to Lisa. This was 2 weeks ago after the first surgery. And so Dave.
And I was pretty, I wouldn't call it stoned, but I was pretty out of it.
You were out of it. Yeah. So Dave is thinking, Dave's always thinking 12 steps ahead. Or at least 5. He says to me, do you want it wrapped? So I get into the store. Dave's got it wrapped. It's in a nice, we don't have Sailor wrapping paper, but we have Parker wrapping paper mm-hmm. with Parker ribbon and, or was it Mont Blanc ribbon? I don't remember. We have wrapping paper for like Parker and Mont Blanc and all these things. He's got it all nicely wrapped for us. So I don't even know if you remember me giving it to you.
I remember because Dave even apologized the next day for double wrapping it. He put it in a box and then in a box.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. He didn't want you to completely know that I was giving you a pen.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he wrapped it twice. And so it was in a bigger box.
Yep. It was really sweet. And there is a long Parker ribbon, which our cat, Brooke, is loving right now.
Cheapest, best cat toy ever.
A long piece
forget,
of ribbon.
Forget spending all that money on all those toys. Just get a piece of ribbon and you're set. So.
Yep.
So you have a new pen.
I do.
I don't know that you've inked it up yet, actually.
I did. I just inked it up.
You just did now? How is it? It's got a fine nib.
It's got a fine nib.
Hold it up to the... And it only came in a fine nib, as I recall. Yes. 14 karat.
So here, sorry, Wayne, is the old teak.
Now, it's flat on the ends.
Yep. Can't see that.
So it's not like your 1911. It's sort of like a combination. There we go. We're going to focus. Sort of like a combination of a Pro Gear Slim and a 1911. It's kind of interesting.
Snap cap. It's pretty. It's really pretty.
Yeah, 14 karat nib. And it's got a little design or something there on the end of the section. And that little...
Oh, like I can see that. I got to get the other glasses for that.
Welcome to a whole new world of Anderson Pens Podcast.
Man, I have been, you know, kudos to Brian and Dave. I have been unbearable for the last 2 weeks. That's why we haven't done podcasts, because number one, the week between surgeries, when they say that transition time between having one eye done and the other eye done, I was grateful that my doctor was willing to do them a week apart, primarily because my eyes are so bad. I was a basket case with one eye good and the other eye not fixed but good with prescription. My brain was not processing. It was like being drunk all the time without the hangover. But it wasn't fun. I couldn't see. So
the long story short is you don't know if it's got a little germ thing on there.
It does. I can see it. I just have to hold it back far enough.
Do you have the original box there? Is there like a little...
Not with me.
Oh, you don't have it. Okay, I was going to say, I was going to ask if you could read the little...
Not within... Well, I don't read Japanese, but...
No, there's a little.
Not within reach.
There's a little card, but anyway. So I gave that to Lisa, the old teak, another member of our expanding sailor collection.
Yes.
So.
But right before we left for what was it, Long Island? When did you get your Rodden?
I believe it was Long Island because I nearly acquired a pen in Baltimore. So.
TJ saying I'm going to need lanyards around my neck. Here you go. I can fit several pair of readers in here. you got your Rodden, and you used it at the show pretty much nonstop.
Yeah, so, you know, if you've ever seen these, this is actually Namiki branded, not Pilot, but it has the abalone shell pattern on the inside inside of the barrel here on either side of the section of the joint.
It's pretty.
You know what inevitably happens? I sit there during the day and I rotate it and I look up and 5 minutes has gone by. So, gorgeous pen. I've always wanted one. I thought they were really great. I don't know why. Why I never thought to... Now, we of course have a pretty nice collection of the faceted vanishing points. I don't know why I've never thought to bring a vanishing point to a pen show, because it's very handy. Convenient to use when you're, you know, trying to write stuff down. Real pleased with it.
Well, which is interesting considering you and I have both had iffy relationships with vanishing points.
Yeah. I mean, this is quite literally the first vanishing point I have used in probably a decade. Easily a decade. So the first one I got was for the life of me, I can't remember if it was the black or the blue Carbonesque. I want to say it was the blue. And it was handy, you know, it was my first IT job and I'm working in the rack and I need to write something down while I'm doing something with the other hand, and it was handy, but at the time I felt the nib was too smooth, and based on my current analysis of the pen, that particular pen nib had maybe baby's bottom, and I would put it down and it would not, unless it was coarse paper, cheap copy paper, it would not start. And it just drove me bonkers. So this one writes great, though. I mean, you put it down, and there it is. So
now, I don't know if we mentioned, I think we did, a couple months ago at a pen show, I picked up a faceted vanishing point in kind of a micro facets.
It's like gray.
Yeah, it's like a steel gray or a charcoal gray.
I forgot you bought that.
Yeah, I put it away and did one of those, oh, my God, look what I have.
Was that Detroit, maybe?
Yeah, I think it was. And
for those of you, that's October.
I had a similar experience to Brian's. I had a couple different vanishing points, a couple of the old style from 10, 12 years ago, and never liked them. I never kept one because I couldn't get it to write consistently, and then I moved to, I had the Blue Carbonesque, which is a little bit fatter, and I just wasn't comfortable with it. It was a little too big for me. So I sold them all, but I finally have one that works right and is comfortable in the hand, and I just, like Brian, click it and go, and it's now I know what people are talking about.
So what do you have in there? You have a fine nib in that one?
Well, yeah. What else would I put in it? I think so.
I don't know. I should try it. What kind of ink you got in it?
I don't know. I can't see the nib.
You don't know. You can't see the
nib. I need my other pair. Seriously, I need the other pair of glasses. That's why I had to go to Faces today.
You need like bifocal readers.
I do. I actually asked if they make them. And they do make them. Faces, our local eyeglass and optometrist. There is one, an excellent place in our plaza. And we all go there, and I've asked already about bifocal readers once we figure out what I need, but I couldn't, I went to pull an order, and I couldn't read the nib, and that's a problem.
Yeah, that is a problem. Yeah.
So I went down to Faces, they hooked me up, watch this.
You need, like, different colors.
They didn't have different colors, so it's the same exact thing. But now I can see.
How the heck do you get it? You pull a dot on it or something?
Yeah, something like that. It's a fine. But at least now I can see it. Now I can pull orders and I don't have to rely on other people. So there you go. But I'm excited that we both have vanishing points that work well, and we are.
Yeah, it's been in my pocket ever since. I mean, I still have my sailors with me. But those are, you know, talk about dependable too. I mean, we talk about them a lot, but I hadn't used some of them in a couple of weeks because I've been using the vanishing point, the rod, and you know, you put it down, boom, right away. So,
nice.
Yeah. Anyway, so what else? what else we got?
Long Island. Speaking of, I don't think that we showed this, and if we did, I'm sorry, but this just fascinates me.
It's cool.
It's very cool. I don't think we had it with us. Had a customer bring us a present, and it's an Oroshizuku bottle.
Look at that. Huh?
Except what's the problem? It's got a crack right down the middle. Now, when you take the cap off, and he showed it to us. He said that it was sitting on his desk, and he came in one day, and it broke right in half.
Right in half.
I mean, like, laser cut. Now, I can't imagine someone would go to the effort of doing this just for a hoax, but it's absolutely, I don't want to cut myself, but it's absolutely smooth. There's no edge.
Yeah, there's no real rough edge there.
No, just, I mean, a sharp edge at the end, but It's crazy. So it was, it's pretty much dead center. And then, I don't know if I can hold it and do this, but put the cap on, and it holds
you're
it.
You're in good shape, yeah.
It was crazy. Yeah.
So I don't know. I've never seen anything. I've never so much as seen an Orochizuku bottle break. I mean, I've seen the caps. You know, we've had people say that caps break, but I've never seen a bottle, and it's perfectly in half.
Yeah, it is. It's perfectly in half, and the irony is that we looked at several other bottles, and
you can't see them. There's no seam.
So I don't know how it happened.
I don't know if he's pulling our leg or...
It seems like a big...
Although, if I recall correctly, he told us about it on Saturday and came back on Sunday with the bottle.
I don't know.
So
it could, you know, a couple people in the chat are saying that maybe it's fused that way, except there's no seam.
Yeah, there's no seam.
At least not on the bottles that we looked at. So if anybody has an Orochi bottle at home, check it out. See if there's any remote evidence of a seam, but it is right down the middle.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there. I mean, you know, and I would have thought, if it's a joke, and if this is not an April Fool's joke, because when I pull an April Fool's joke, you'll know it like 3 weeks later. But anyway.
Still talking about it 3 weeks later. That was a good one.
You know, he didn't so much as say, hey, just kidding. You know, he brought it back. So I don't know. I don't know what to think of that.
The ship with the new zombie Brooke pens.
New zombie Brooke, yeah, there we go. Anyway, it's cool.
So we kept it, and it's kind of cool. Oh, I don't know.
Awesome. Well, you know, I've never seen, you know, usually when a bottle breaks, it doesn't break.
You know, some bottles
are bottles are made, so.
Some bottles are prone to breakage, for example, diamine. And we have quite a problem in the winter receiving diamine ink because when it's shipped from England to the States, there's a great deal of breakage. The bottle itself is very fragile, but it breaks kind of just under the neck. It kind of leaves, kind of breaks in half.
Yeah.
Vertically.
Well, I think those are drawn. Aren't those drawn?
I don't know. But it was trying to think of other bottles that we've seen that break fairly frequently, but just diamine's really the only one that I've ever seen really break. Pelican once, when it was frozen solid, lots and lots of turquoise in.
Well, you gotta wonder though how Pilot gets that little dip in the middle. I mean,
yeah, that's true. I mean, maybe it is, but it was funky to see.
We should bring that to Dallas and show that
to John.
To John.
Yeah, we're having dinner with John, with the vice president of Pilot.
So, and if we're lucky, he'll bring along the owner of Retro while we're at it.
It'll be George from Retro, David Oscarson, and
that's right. We're doing it with David, aren't we, too?
John from Pilot. So it'll be an interesting, conversation at the bar.
It might be. I don't know.
Yep.
All right. So we thought we'd share that. That's kind of fun. I wish we had our list. We had a list of everything we're going to talk about, and we must have left it at work. So.
Well, that was. I mean.
Was that
surgery, and then the rodden. Your vanishing point. Have you gotten any other pens that I need to know about?
Not really. We talked about it.
What do you mean, not really?
Well, we talked about it today.
There's another pen on Brian's list that you're gonna. Are you really gonna wait until May 1st?
Yes, because
Are you gonna get it now and then I get to take it back and give it to you on May 1st?
This is not like the mosaics.
Elon's not going to buy it.
Elon's not going to buy it. He might. He might do it just to spite me.
Yeah.
No. Because I know we can get this. So I am going to wait.
Okay.
Actually, 30 days. And I may annoy the heck out of you and count down every day, but.
Wait, 30 days?
Yeah.
Wow. 30 days to our 5-year anniversary?
Yes, that's correct.
I should know this. Wow. So, all right, spill it. What am I giving you?
Lisa is giving me the Sailor King of Pen.
And one of us, Brian, is giddy like a schoolboy.
I believe, I'm pretty sure, I'm going to take the broad nib option.
Okay.
You know, I think it'll be nice, a nice addition to the Sailor collection. And in fact,
it's
even today,
huge.
It's a big pen.
It's very big. I can't see.
And it's 149 size, and it fits my hand really nice. The nib's got some softness to it, which I like. It's a little more springy than the 149 nib, so it's going to be nice. But I'm going to leave it in the case, and if for some reason somebody buys it in the next 30 days, then I'll just order another one.
All right, so I have to keep track of it, and in case it sells, I need to be able to call Christine or Scott and just say, we need one ASAP?
Yeah, something like that. No, that's, I prefer the Ebonite version, but I don't think we can really get it in the United States, so. The acrylic version is very nice, though, so. Okay. I'll take it, it's like a starter King of Pen.
How about the mosaic? The green
I really
mosaic
want the mosaic King of Pen. I do, and I was thinking about it because they made it in four colors, and the one we absolutely know I don't want. But I was thinking, if I were ever to find the brown, I think I would get it just to match the 1911 standard mosaic. So, but they discontinued those too, so. We'll never find them, but.
Well, give it time.
So. Anyway, oh, you know what else we were going to talk about?
Yes, I'm just typing it.
You're typing it?
They were asking about our anniversary. We got married at the Chicago Pen Show. Yes, actually, at the show. We are that couple. The Chicago Pen Show, that's the other thing we were going to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
It is officially on, which is crazy.
It is, yes.
It was on, it was off, it was meeting. It's under new management. So we'll see what happens.
New location. Still going to be an auction. So it could be interesting. We'll see what happens this year.
Hugh said he just went to buy the King of Pen, and there's a website error. Apparently, Eric just bought it.
He couldn't have bought it because I purposely did not put it on the website. Stuff I want to buy, I don't put up so people can't buy. And then I'm like, oh well, you know, no one's bought it, so
there you go. The other. So Chicago Pen Show, back to that. Chicago Pen Show's on, technically under new management, but not necessarily new ownership. Pen Shows are run very uniquely. New hotel, I think it's going to be good because the old hotel was incredibly overpriced.
Yes, oh my God. Was it like
$20 to park per day?
Yeah, I hated that. And like
the rooms
one day we forgot, and it was like, and that's with the ticket. Because
yes.
It was, I think one day we walked out of there and it was $45 because we forgot our ticket. We're like, well, how bad can it be? And it was $45.
Yeah, no, it was pretty bad. So it's only a couple miles from the old hotel. It's the April 30th, May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. And I think it'll be good. A cheaper hotel, but still a well-known chain. And the usual seminars. It's the same weekend, so I think that it should work out pretty well.
And more importantly, coming up in just 2 weeks.
Yes.
The Atlanta Pen Show.
2 weeks?
Yeah, 2 weeks from...
No.
Okay.
3 weeks. Two and a half.
Two and a half.
We leave this 16th.
Yeah, okay, 3 weeks, I guess.
No, I guess that's two. Crap. All right, so it's the, what, the 17th, 18th, and 19th?
17th, 18th, 19th, yep.
Atlanta is a great show. Jimmy from Total Office Products, I love him. He's such a sweetie, but he puts on a good show. Well-trafficked, well-advertised, lots of great vendors, and it's nice to be in Atlanta in April.
And this year there's a special event actually at the show. Mont Blanc is actually going to be at the show, or at least they're sponsoring part of the show, and there's going to be is it ink testing or something?
Something like
that. We don't exactly know what it is, but they are.
It's either going to be Sarah or Elizabeth there.
Yeah.
Representing Mont Blanc.
So that's going to be cool. I thought I heard that there was going to be pen testing, but I can't confirm that, but so...
There may be. They had, correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought that they were in Dallas. They were in Dallas, but I thought that they had a set of testers there, similar in design to what Franklin Kristoff uses as testers.
Possible, because they do have a number of nibs that, Pelican has similar ones, but they have oblique broads, oblique double broads, they have a large number of nibs that don't fit into the standard extra fine, fine, medium broad.
Right.
So you don't see them very often. So if you're thinking of getting a Mont Blanc, or you want to try out one of these more unusual nibs, this is the chance to do it, because you don't see it very often. I'll tell you for sure, for one thing for sure, is the dealers don't stock oblique double broads, so you can always get them exchanged within 30 days of purchase, but if you don't know how they write, this is the chance to do it. So looking forward. We're going to talk more about it in a couple weeks. So
it'll be good. We've also got all sorts of meetings lined up, so I don't know that we're going to have much spare time.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. We're going to meet an old friend of yours.
I love him.
And I've not actually physically met him, but it will be fun.
Really? So.
No, I've never met him.
They'll be screaming and hugging the usual.
Oh my goodness! I'll bring my earplugs.
So we've got meetings in Atlanta. We're thinking about carrying a couple new lines, so we're going to look into that. And it'll be a good time.
Yeah.
We've got breakfast with Mike Beiler, and
Beiler.
That'll be fun. Always good. We don't see the Beilers all that much anymore.
No, we don't. And unfortunately, Tim is not going to make it this year.
I know. So Mike's going to torture him, like all good brothers should.
I don't know that Mike could get in any more trouble without Tim. Maybe less so, but it's going to be Mike and I and you, of course.
I'll be supervising the two
of you.
You'll
be supervising.
Yeah.
Right. I want to mention one more thing here before we get to move on to the next little segment is. We had an interesting experience last evening.
You know, we will be married for 5 years in a month. I learned something about Brian. Was it Saturday night?
I believe it was Saturday. Yep.
It was either Friday or Saturday.
Saturday.
Brian's usually fairly decisive. I'm usually the one who waffles over what to get at dinner. But Brian's usually, no offense to all of you men out there in chat land, but, most men shop the same. You go in, you know what you're going to get, you try on two pairs of shoes,
pick something.
You go.
Yeah.
You know, we women, it's not that we agonize, it's that we weigh the options.
Yeah, I want a blue shirt. It's got to have a pocket that's this deep. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all I need.
That's it. So you scan the racks, you see what you need, you find it's in the right size. You go. It doesn't matter if it's on sale. You don't have to try it on. You don't do any of the things that women do. We went shopping. Actually, we had to run a couple errands, and then I promised Brian that we would do. We'd go to one of our favorite bookstores in town. We found some new journals.
We did. Well, we must have been sitting there for about half an hour.
I finally got to the point where I got tired of bending down. I sat on the floor. We were there that long.
Yeah, we're pulling each one out. Ooh, this is cool. Ooh, this one's cool.
We are in heaven, in love. So
I didn't even wait. We were in the car on the way home, and I was bravely allowing Lisa to drive.
Hey, now. That was the other thing. It was my first time. Oh, that's what it was. I wanted to go shopping, and you weren't quite sure that I was able to drive by myself. And I don't know if Garrett, our son, was home or not, so you wanted to make sure you were with me in case
there was a problem. Yes. So I didn't even wait. In the car on the way back, I'm actually on the manufacturer's website sending an email saying, I want to carry your product.
Yeah. So we will...
This was after we did buy about one, and you bought one.
Yes.
And when
and
we got home,
they are dreamy.
Yeah, I wrote it, and I'm like, perfect. This is, yes. This is awesome.
Nice, thick paper, gorgeous covers. So we're all set up, and we are in the process of placing our first order. So these will be up on the site in a couple weeks, but we...
Probably right after Atlanta when we get it in.
Yeah, if I don't do it sooner.
If you don't do it sooner, oh, that's nice.
Yeah, but anyway, so we will have this amazing new line of journals, and we are super journals and notebooks, and we are super excited.
The best part is they're the paper's good. It's fountain pen friendly, but the best part is they're unlike anything else.
Yeah, they're really
the feature
cool.
Set is great. The attention to detail. Hand sewn, just I'm excited. I'm excited to be able to get to use mine, and I'm probably not going to be able to use mine the way I intend to for a couple of months yet. But when that day comes, I'm just going to be so excited every time I open it up. And that just sounds completely stupid, but I don't get excited about much these days.
No, it's when. We see this stuff every day, and we use this stuff every day. The good paper, the pens, the ink, all of that. It's not that you get jaded. It's just that some of the initial thrill loses its impact. We're excited.
Yeah, and we're not going to say what they are yet. Just to be, we don't want you to buy them somewhere else.
Yeah, no, but you're going to love them. We are super excited. And then, was it last night? We were trying to decide which ones to get, and it was a challenge.
Yeah,
because
it would be so easy just to say, okay, because, we'll buy the whole display.
But
the display, you're limited to only...
X many of those.
What was it, 236 or something stupid like that?
Yeah, I think we're ending up with 292 because...
You ordered more?
No.
Oh, that's right. We switched. Yeah.
So, okay. Anyway, gorgeous stuff coming. We are super excited. And that leads into other stuff coming into the store.
Yeah, so new stuff. And let's hit the not-so-great stuff first. Actually, there's one thing that's not on the list that I thought I'd remind people of. VAC 700 colors. Are gone. We bought out the last of what was available from Twisby. So we do have the smoke, the sapphire, and the amber still in stock.
In limited nib options.
Limited nib options.
Because that's all that's left.
That's all that was available. So either you can get a different nib, or you can have a ground or something like that. But so we have that. And then moving on to an unhappy topic, price increases. Diamine raised the prices. We are going to hold off on that increase for just a little bit until what was the date we were looking at on that, honey?
April 15th.
April 15th. So April 15th, the prices will push the price up to where the new price is, and along with that, those are going from. Correct me if I'm wrong. $12.95 to $14.95. Yeah, so they're going up $2 a bottle.
Yep. We don't ever raise prices unless we have to, but we just found out on, what, Friday or Saturday, and just thought that that was a little bit too, I guess Friday. It was really, really short notice. And that's not fair to you as a customer. So we're going to extend the pricing, the current pricing, for a little bit, so that if you want to stock up at the old price, you can. I hate to pay new prices, so I guess my assumption is other people hate that too.
And keeping in mind the quantity discounts, buy 5 and it's 5%, and buy 10 or more and they're 10% off. So
yeah, so you can stock up pretty well there.
The other thing that's going up, unfortunately, for the first time since, believe it or not, since we've been buying sacks, and we've been doing this for 18 years, pen sacks, latex sacks have gone up in price, so we have to bump up the price just a little bit. So again, we'll wait till April 15th before we bump up to the new price. Nothing huge, going from $2 to $2.25. So
yeah,
I think that's pretty reasonable. First price increase in a while. So
yes,
that's the bad news. The good news is
all sorts of cool stuff. We now have. You just love all those sound effects.
I love the little sounds.
I know. You're a little goofy. We now carry Diatramentis ink. We from Germany. We have been waiting for a while for it to arrive. It's a one-man show over in Germany. It takes them a while to mix up every batch. We hit them up for 56 colors at a time.
Which is funny because they didn't ship it all at once.
And yeah.
So the first box came out, oh, that's cute.
And we got 20 of them. Then we got 20 more like a week later, and then the balance of them. We are not doing any of the scented inks. We have found that most people don't like them, and the scent is never what you think or what you imagine it should be.
I'm writing with it. So.
Yeah. But we do have 56 colors at the moment, and they are up on the site. We just had our new hire do the ink swabs, so those should be up hopefully in the next few days once Brian can take pictures of them.
Yeah, I gotta get the swabs up, but they'll be on their way.
And
samples, of course.
Yep, samples, absolutely. And out of the blue, Mont Blanc pink ink came back in today.
Unbelievable. I thought you were kidding me when you told me.
I never kid about Mont Blanc. I don't expect it to last long. We've ordered more already, but Mont Blanc is a little...
They're on their own time schedule.
They are on their own.
Let's just put it at that, huh? Is that the best way to put it?
Yes, that's the safest way. We never know. It just shows up. So that was cool, though. Just this random box showed up from Mont Blanc.
Yes, good.
And it didn't have your name on it, so I knew it wasn't anything you had bought.
Oh, come on.
I know. We did get in a few new Conklin pens. Did you bring those home with you?
I did. I have them right here. Now, I put these up on Instagram and Facebook last week. And I know a lot of people were asking about it. Hopefully, they'll be up tonight or tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll work on getting them up. We asked for a little bit more of a description from Yaffa. They're so new, Yaffa doesn't have much information to give out, at least nothing all fancy like they like to send it. So we will put up a modified description as best we can. These are really cool. We've already sold a couple in the store.
Yeah, nice. So these are limited editions. There's two different models. They're 98 pieces. This one is the word gauge. Now, for those of you looking at this, you see this is the, essentially this is the Conklin Nozak. Now, they're not calling the Nozak. The old Conklin, or the old new Conklin from several years ago, had a Nozak, but it didn't look anything like this. This is a true visulated barrel. It is a true piston filler. And it has a word gauge on it, goes up to 5,000 words, just like the old Nozak. Your standard Conklin nib, fine, medium, stub, two tones on the fines and the mediums, and stubs are single tones. But this was a gorgeous red acrylic made in Italy. It's got the standard Conklin spring clip. Really cool, cool pen. So that one I like a lot. The next one is interesting. It is also limited edition 98, also made in Italy. A sleeve filler. Now, I know some of you are thinking that, okay, Conklin didn't make a sleeve filler, but this Conklin does make a sleeve filler. And so what that means is we unscrew the back end of the barrel, and right there is a press bar to squeeze the sack and fill the pen. So cool pen. It's in a very cool, dark, kind of a brown. It's really hard to show even on this podcast. Dark brown acrylic. Very cool. There will be a third one to this collection coming out shortly. But for now, those two, the word gauge and the sleeve filler. And we'll try to get them up. They're about regular. Carrie's saying it. They look huge. Let me put in my comparison. I happen to have a Franklin Christoph 03 here, and it's about the same size. About the same size in length and girth. You can see that. Not really a huge pen. So there it is. Those are new. And the other big news, which will be going up soon, as some of you know, of course, we're dealers for just about every brand of pen there is.
Pretty much.
We are going to start stocking more Omas. We have a couple in, including the new London Smoke and a couple others that I forget what they are at this point. But if you are interested in Omas, we certainly can get it for you, and we will be starting to carry more of that in the future. So
we've had pieces here and there, but when we went to visit Kenro on the way to the Long Island Pen Show, we worked with them to come up with several new ones that we want to permanently stock in the store and bring to shows. Omas is a great brand. Most of you know that Brian loves his Omai.
I do, and I cannot find a single one on my desk here. Oh, wait a minute. they're over in a special corner over here.
I see Paul Hurley's in the chat. Paul and I have sibling Omas pens. We both picked up in L.A. It was 2 years ago now.
2 years ago. Yeah, I guess it was, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, did you keep the – what did we do with that red Omas? Did you keep that, or is that
– I don't have it. You could give it to me.
I can give it to you?
Well, it's good. It's got a pro and a con, so
it has an issue. It's a prototype. In fact, it's labeled prototype. But as we discovered later, the cap has a small issue with it, so I can't really sell it. So I'm just gonna
have to give it to me.
It's got a broad stub nib in it, though.
I know, but in Atlanta, we're gonna see Mike Masuyama.
Oh,
and Amico, and Mike could just grind it down for me.
Oh, you're killing me.
It's a broad stub. What a great idea.
It's not a great idea.
Well, he can make it a fine.
Oh.
you cut it down to a fine. Boom. Mike's amazing. He's a master.
He is a master. If anybody can take that big
old snow shovel and make it an awesome, good flowing fine for me in 5 minutes flat.
It is your size of pen. It's the Arte Italiano, the Art Deco. It's a nice looking pen. So
yeah.
Anyway, so that's kind of it for the store stuff.
Well, the other thing is, I think we had these just before Long Island, the Lamy Copper Orange. I don't remember.
Yeah. Yeah,
we talked about those. This is an awesome color. I really, really like it.
I actually like the ink a lot. I think the ink's a cool color.
And so we got these in maybe the very day that we left for Long Island, or the day before these came in. They've been up on the site now for a couple weeks. We loved them so much, and they were selling so quickly that we got more. But the ink is really cool. It's a really pretty pumpkin. It's not an ugly electric color. It's not... you know, something weird. It's actually a really nice shade, and so we are super excited to have it. And I carry mine with me all the time.
I think that's a nice color. I think before the bottles of orange go out of stock, I think we should buy a bunch of them and then save a couple. So
yeah, I may have to do that tomorrow. But it's just a really pretty kind of a pumpkin color.
Really, but do such a nice job on the All Star, don't they?
They do.
The Safaris, they're just kind of, I don't know what it is. It's like they put a little more thought into the All Star.
It could be that this one is metal, so it's got a little bit more of a sheen or a little bit.
I mean, but
they can do cooler things with it. But the problem with the Safaris, it's almost like they've lost their imagination. Then don't get me wrong, we love Lammy. We love carrying Lammy. I have a collection of several old ones. But the Neon Lime, the new special edition for this year, to me is a little bit too similar to the
neon
apple green from a couple years ago and the neon green from a couple years before that.
I mean, even the coral is kind of a neon color.
Yeah, you know, come out with purple or teal or...
Name me one bad All-Star color.
Well, since I don't have all of them yet, I can't. But I think
you've got all the good ones, right? You've got the pearl is nice.
The pearl is pretty. The champagne is pretty. I have the coffee.
The coffee, yep. And we also got the black, the shiny black too.
We did get in the new shiny black as well.
So, I mean, that's cool. I mean, so it's, yeah, you know, it's maybe. You know, it's stealthy, and I don't know. The All Stars they have more oomph to them, I think.
They do.
I mean, for an extra whatever it is, $8 or something, you know.
I thought last year's special, the blue green, was gorgeous. I have one of those. Love the color.
Yeah, that was great. It was super color. I don't know.
So anyway, that's our take on the cool new Lammy stuff.
So.
And
all right, what else is going on? We got a little something. Maybe we can mention it here and see if anybody applies.
See what happens. The other thing is we've been growing and expanding, and those of you who know us know that we try to keep things lean. We work super hard. We don't we're not afraid to delegate, but we're also not afraid to get our hands dirty and do every aspect of our own business. You know, we chip in on shipping, we chip in on ordering, we chip in on the bookkeeping and the vacuuming the store and waiting on the customers. We don't just, you know, turn it over to everybody. But the time has come to hire a couple people, and so if any of you are looking to relocate, Anderson Penns is hiring in Appleton. Come on, Paul, you know you want to. So we are hiring for a couple positions, and we have one new part-timer who is doing a lot of little things that need to be caught up, and you'll see some of that on the web soon, helping us get caught up on some of the web things. So that'll be cool, and we're looking for someone for shipping and some ordering, some warehouse type things, and social media, and all sorts of cool stuff. So we are we're excited about some new opportunities. And Carrie, you're welcome. Bring your family. Carrie says he'd never leave the store.
Well, yeah.
You know, you put them on salary, and that's a good deal.
There we go, all right.
Tim and his family, Tim Girdler, could move up, and we'd have an in-house nib god.
There we go. I'm all for that. That would save me a lot of time.
Yes. In fact, Tim, you need to do that soon. We're renovating some space, so that would be cool. But anyway.
You're going to give him my desk?
Well, you could have one half of the repair room, and Tim could have the other half, and you know, we'd work it out. In all sincerity, we are hiring, and we're excited about some new opportunities, creating some new job opportunities for local people, and just expanding and growing and being able to get caught up on some of this stuff. We just can't do it all, and it's gotten to a point where it's good.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Of course, the problem is finding good qualified people, as we're mm-hmm. discovering. But you know, you have that problem everywhere. So,
and you get a discount on your pens.
You do get a discount on your pens. Mm-hmm. So,
yep. Eric is right. The closest Starbucks, which was literally across the street,
yes.
Starbucks closed, but there is a coffee shop two doors down called Brood Awakenings.
Which is even closer, and, although, you know.
Yeah, if you jaywalk across the street, it's right there. There
pizza
are,
place.
Yeah, all sorts of places in our plaza. There's a smoothie place that makes really good smoothies. So anyway, feel free to relocate. You know where we are. But we probably won't embarrass all the new hires by you know, making them come on the podcast or anything, but from time to time we may gush about them like we gush about Dave.
Yeah, and that was the other thing too. So we had put that up on Facebook, and apparently one of our friends, who's a friend of Dave and ours, apparently in a very concerned manner messaged him or called him or something last night and said, "Did you get fired?"
Never.
So, anyway, there we go. Do we have some shout-outs?
You know, I started a list, and it was actually two columns long. So I am just going to say, in all sincerity, big hugs and huge thanks to everyone who reached out. During my surgery and recovery, I had calls and letters and cards and postcards and emails and Facebook messages and text messages and just thank you. I felt the love. And some of them were funny, some made me cry, so I was a little worried. But it was very moving, and I'm hugely grateful for all of the prayers and kind thoughts.
And doesn't she look cute in those glasses?
Oh my god. So weird.
Anyway. Yeah, thanks a lot. Yeah, I appreciate it. It was, you know, I mean, we know it's like the most common thing on the planet, but
it is, but it's scary, especially when you read about it and, you know, it's your vision. You know, take my hearing. Take, you know, there are other senses I could maybe do without.
Yes, take her hearing.
The kids would have wanted that, you know.
Yeah.
Take my sense of smell or taste or whatever, except for coffee. I got to be able to taste coffee. But surgery on your eyes is scary. So it was just incredibly thoughtful. So thank you.
Cool. All right.
Yeah.
Is that it for this week?
That is.
I'm reading Wayne's comment here. The guest worker program, vacation in lonely
BF, Wisconsin.
I can't say it on the air.
Just say BF.
BF, Wisconsin. Working a pen store. That's awesome. All right.
It's sort of like a paid internship, though.
We could have a paid internship.
Knock yourself out.
I would do that. We give them the discount?
Yeah.
And then that would be it.
No, they get paid and they did get a discount.
Okay. We can do that.
And, you know, Tracy, for example, would just sleep in the store.
Yeah, well.
Remember, we were going to do the December
party. We
have extra rooms.
Room. All right. Anyway. I think that's it for this week. We are going to... Are we skipping next week?
You know what? We're going to do next week. We are going to do next week.
All right. You heard it here first.
We're going to be here next week. Same time, same channel.
Okay.
There you go.
Awesome. All right. Well, then let's wrap this up then. That's it for this week, I think. Use your pens. Write to us. 10 East College Avenue, Suite 112A, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54911. That's Anderson Pens, 10 East College Avenue.
There you go. Catch us online. You can send us an email.
Brian@AndersonPens.com.
Or Lisa@AndersonPens.com. You can check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, all sorts of social media as Anderson Pens.
Blog is blog.andersonpens.com.
Website, of course, andersonpens.com.
You can join the mailing list, check out the blog for updates, new products, or events in the store. Thanks for listening to the podcast. We will see you next week. Have a good night, everyone.
And if you notice, we didn't talk about food.
Oh! Good night.